Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
Coming from the Mobile 5280 Studios, this is Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here with some independent filmmakers here local for Colorado. Now, they think horror is geeky? What?
Oh, maybe just a little bit, Smurf. We're just a little geeky.
Just a little bit geeky.
We're just a little bit not geeky.
Gentlemen, let our listeners know who we're talking to today.
I'm Zach Bynes.
And Richard Taylor. And together we're Richard Taylor and Zach Bynes.
Richard. Soon to be at supper clubs around town.
That's right.
Entertaining. That's right. Juggling midgets on fire. Wait, I can't see.
Oh,
there he is. See, now we're talking. Flaming midgets.
I think
so
that's
bad.
An offensive word. They don't like when you use that.
Homosexual midgets.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that went south quick. All right. So, you guys are into horror. What is so appealing about the horror genre for you?
Oh, good question.
The horror genre is pretty awesome because you could do all sorts of things in there. You could be funny. You could be dramatic. And
you can make a movie about flaming midgets and nobody would question it.
It would be acceptable then.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of blood and there's a lot of boobs and get to have a lot of fun.
So, as the horror genre is in now, do you think it's like losing steam against like the comic book movies and the sci-fi bubble right now? Do you think horror is going to make another comeback soon?
I mean, Deadpool's a pretty good example that the horror genre will still always be there. Like, you couldn't have Deadpool without all the blood and gore, which, you know, pretty much got its start in horror. So it might not be as popular as it was, but horror's never going to go away. It's always cyclical. It always comes back around.
Okay. Now, in your mind, best horror movie all time? And I'm going to say all time, because there's one that's always a crutch. Now, no matter what, just like your sci-fi movies, that you always watch. What is that film for you guys?
The horror film I always watch all the time is The Toxic Avenger.
Really?
Yeah, we're huge on the... We actually...
Oh, my God. That is so camp.
I have Toxic Avenger tattoos. It's my
you might not
movie.
Know who you're talking to, Smurf, but we actually made a movie with Troma called Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead.
Oh, my God. I do know that movie.
Well, that was us, and... yeah, we actually made a movie here in town in Denver called Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer, which we're here at Starfest promoting right now.
Now
so we're in the ham.
You're in the ham.
Where's the mother?
Ham and cheese.
Ham and a bone, because you're beating people with it.
Sandwich filmmakers. Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese. It's pastrami. So what? Okay, so what brought? Give us the premise of the horror film with the zombie.
Sure.
And how did you come to even the idea or the premise?
So, Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer, it's about a young man who's really into horror movies and bowling. And one day, trouble comes afoot, and zombies start attacking the bowling alleys. Or do they?
Basically, he gets hit on the head and hallucinates and starts going crazy. He thinks he's saving the world, but really he's just killing people he thinks are zombies. So, it's just an excuse to do blood, guts, and boobs.
And boobs. So what was the first horror movie that got you guys hooked?
Well, probably The Toxic Avenger. Really really twisted our minds.
And Evil Dead was another big one.
Oh, yes. Evil Dead, of course. But that's probably the go-to.
The first horror movie I ever saw that made me know I loved horror movies was Creepshow. I saw that in kindergarten.
Now, see, a Creepshow was great, especially with the like different cuts. And,
right.
Again, boobs. You can't go wrong with that. Especially with the whole lake scene.
In the raft.
That's
Creepshow, too.
Oh, that is Creepshow, too.
But we're huge on like Dead Alive, too, which was Peter Jackson's early stuff, so...
Yep.
Stuff like that. Real crazy, off the wall, blood and guts.
So now, what did you think of Ash versus the Evil Dead, the series that was on Stars just finished
I've
up?
I've only seen the preview. I don't have Stars, but I don't like watching shows. When
that's the whole reason just to get Stars is to watch that one.
I like to watch the show when it's like all the way done, so I don't have to wait for the next episode. So
okay.
I mean, they have my money. I've bought all the special editions. So
I have
I'm
bought
buy
more, so many special editions. And see, that's what I was wondering, because because at the end of Army of Darkness, you have that alternate ending where
right.
The world is burning. He took too much of the serum and he overslept.
Right.
But with Ash versus Army of Ash versus Evil Dead, that ending didn't happen, or he didn't have Army of Darkness happen.
I think the ending that they took was the R-rated ending from Army of Darkness, where he's just like an old man telling his stories in S-Mart. But I kind of wish they would have did the post-apocalypse ending, because that's pretty fun, I think.
I think so, too, and that's the one I was hoping for. And I was hoping that we'd get some kind of answers from Army of Darkness.
Although they did make an Evil Dead video game, Fistful of Boomsticks.
They did?
And they answer those questions in that video game.
But see, I can't get into the video game answering those questions, because it's just no.
For the longest
bullshit.
Time, that was the closest we had to an Evil Dead 4.
That's, you know, that's like saying the sequel for Ghostbusters is the video game from the second one. No.
Sure.
No.
Well, and I really liked the remake. I thought the remake did a really good job of rebooting the whole show, and I don't know, is the girl in the new show? I haven't seen the actual new the Ash versus Evil Dead. So,
and you guys call yourself horror fans? What
well,
the hell?
We're busy making horror films.
Very true.
I do want to see it. I don't have stars either. We're poor independent filmmakers.
We can't afford that.
We take discounts, buy our film, please, so we have money to eat.
Yes, and get stars.
So when you're doing a horror film,
yes,
what are the elements that you look for, like scouting and stars?
When we're looking for actresses, we want to make sure they have nice assets that they could present on screen.
Quality assets.
And anybody who is willing to work for no money.
And titillating good looks as well, so that always helps.
And if they're willing to get blasted in the face with blood, even better.
Yes.
How many gallons do you think you have gone through of fake blood so far in your filmmaking careers?
Oh, wow. We've gone through hundreds. Hundreds, thousands.
Thousands.
I mean, watch Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. We made every single blood that you see. We made blood. We made vomit. Not only blood, but there's vomit. There's poop. And any other liquid or bodily fluids you can think of, we made in that movie.
Wow.
But yeah, we've to answer your question, we've gone through quite a bit, because whenever we do a scene, you got to get those other angles. So if you think you're going to need 1 gallon of blood, it usually turns out to be bad.
And there's usually multiple takes, so you know you got to take that.
The fresh coat for each shot.
Yep. Sometimes we just reuse the blood too, and it's made out of corn
syrup. Oh no! You
and
can't
it starts
reuse
to go moldy.
It. That is disgusting.
Well, like I said, we're on.
You're on a budget. On a budget. So.
Corn syrup is expensive.
It is. Corn syrup is very expensive. So how have you come up with the budget so far? Has it just been like donations?
Yeah,
or how do you get people to invest in you guys?
Well, for Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer, we here in town, we threw a bunch of benefit concerts. So we got a bunch of friends who are in bands to play, and we just took all that money we made that night and made the movie.
Nice, because I mean, I'm admiring the, first of all, jean vest. That's quite the fashion statement, I have
Zach
to admit.
Zach is a big metalhead.
I can tell. I mean,
I do have a metal plate in my head.
And he has a Celine Dion shirt on right now, too.
He does. I just keep looking at the Iron Maiden patch that just keeps just dragging my eye. I'm like, Jesus. So what is next up? I mean,
sure.
Do you have something in the pipe now? Or?
Oh, I always have something in the pipe.
I'm going to clear Mr. Taylor's pipes.
Oi, I don't want to see. I don't want to see
you.
You
can join us, Smurf.
I don't know. I got a panel
you
coming
some
up.
Of the Smurfberry crunch going on. Right
I'll
here.
Show you what a dirty Smurf is.
That's right. No, I know what a dirty Smurf is. We
Do
kicked
you?
That. Yes, we had to make room for the dirty Sanchez, but that's okay.
All right.
So, and I can't be late for my panel. What are you guys working on right now for your next project?
Well, right now we're really pushing Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer, which just came out on DVD. Through Whack Movies. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on wherever good DVDs are sold, if you can find DVDs anymore.
I was going to say, isn't it more like downloads nowadays?
Well, we're streaming on Amazon Prime as well, if that's your way of watching movies. But as of right now, we're in the talks of doing a horror-themed sitcom called Graveyard Boulevard.
Oh. It's like The Munsters meets Friday the 13th.
Meets Full House.
Fuller House, you mean?
Or meets Fuller House, sure. Why not?
Because that show just needs to die.
Richard Taylor's not as attractive as Stephanie, but We'll take it.
So how do you do a horror comedy?
Yes. I mean, if you think about it, whenever somebody gets their head chopped off, it's pretty
funny. Yeah, because I just bust out into laughter and tears at the same time.
Mel Brooks once said, when a man falls down a manhole and breaks his leg, that's a tragedy. But when a man falls down a manhole and dies, now that's comedy. Yeah, it's funny. It's pretty funny.
Blah.
And if you squirt some blood and go over the top with it, it's even funnier. Real cartoony, though. It's not realistic.
So what network is this for, or what channel?
Well, we don't know. We want to shoot it and then,
pitch it.
Shop it around.
Yeah.
So if the head of acquisitions out there for Starz is listening, you could give us a free subscription, and you could pick up our sitcom.
There you go.
Which has yet to be filmed.
So where do you guys post for talent to apply?
Oh,
or
sure.
Try out, or headshots, or what do you guys look for?
So our production company is called BizJack Flemco, and don't ask me where we came up with that one.
Okay, that took that question out.
But so BizJack Flemco, just find us on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on all the social media sites.
So you're on the Twitter thing?
I'm
Twittering Richard right now.
He's Twittering.
That explains the smile.
I'm Twitter baited.
So what? When you're tweeting, are you just taking pictures off set and just sending them out? Or?
Yeah, sometimes we'll throw a Snapchat of something behind the scenes, or we'll be like, oh, here, check out all this blood that we're going to use today. So you never know what you'll see from BizJack Limco.
Yeah, if any listeners have a special talent, just find us, because we love to, if you juggle, if you can, put your foot over your head. We love to feature you in our next project.
While you're standing, you have to be able to put one leg behind your head.
That would be a great talent.
If you're laying down, we have a nice casting couch. So there you go.
Who is the best talent you have worked with?
Oh, wow. Well, we did a movie with Santa Claus. The Santa Claus. We made a holiday.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa
flew
Claus
his fat ass down from the North Pole.
He's a very busy man.
He is.
He works every day of the year. But we were able to get him to be in. We made a holiday special, which you could see on YouTube.
Which was promoting our movie, Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer. But in Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer, we did get our hero, who made the Toxic Avenger, Lloyd Kaufman of Troma Films, in our movie. So we got to work with our hero.
That couldn't have been a cheap day, right?
Well, he worked for, cheese sandwiches and...
mayonnaise cheese sandwiches?
He pays it forward.
We worked for his movie when we made Poltergeist, and he didn't pay us anything, so he did us a favor.
So there we go. Yeah. It's circular, payback and all that.
Exactly.
So. Gotcha. Who, if you could, would you want to work with the most?
Tom Atkins.
Tom Atkins, really?
We love Halloween, too.
And specifically Tom Atkins' mustache. He is probably the finest horror actor.
And speaking of Santa Claus, we'd like him to play Santa Claus in our sitcom, Graveyard Boulevard.
So if Tom Atkins, if you're listening,
we want Tom Atkins. What's Tom Atkins doing now, anyway?
Well, he was in...
I don't think there's a big demand.
He does theater. He does a lot of theater now, but every once in a while you'll see him pop on the screen. He was like in the remake of My Bloody Valentine, and... So he still comes around, but a lot more local theater now. He doesn't have to go play the Hollywood game as much anymore.
I can just see his one-man show. That would be quite entertaining.
If his one-man show, a two-man show where he's just slapping the shit out of Stephen King's son, that'd be hilarious.
Joe Hill?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Hill was the little boy in Creepshow, and
he was.
Tom Atkins slapped the shit out of him. And he said that was the best.
The most rewarding moment is when I smack the taste out of Joe Hill's mouth. That is awesome. All right. So have you guys ever thought of doing something other than horror?
Or is it just
not as satisfying?
We don't necessarily do horror. We do horror comedy because we've tried to make a serious horror movie and it turned out to be funny. So we found out pretty fast that we cannot do a serious horror movie.
Okay, so what's a serious horror film in your mind?
Like I Spit on Your Grave.
Well, that's just dark. I Spit on Your Grave is just...
serious. Or
okay.
A Serbian film.
All right.
That's a family film, Richard. That's not a
horror. That's a family building film.
That's a kid's movie, I guess. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't see you guys doing Pixar films anytime soon.
But Dixar, that's what we like to do.
Sure.
Sure. Why not? So if somebody wants to follow you, what's the website? What's your Twitter handles and all of that?
Oh, yeah. So you can find us at BizJack. That's our Twitter handle. So BizJack, like that's the BizJack.
Right.
And If you find us on Facebook, it's just the same thing, BizJack Flemco, and yeah.
Okay.
We used to have a website, but it costs too much to do, and everybody just goes to our Facebook anyway, so.
No, that's a good point. If you could redo a horror film.
Right.
What would it be? Which one would you take?
Oh, that's a good question, Smith.
Basket Case. That movie is a really good idea, but I don't necessarily think it was executed well. I'd love to do a remake of Basket Case.
That's not a, you know.
Basket Case.
That's actually an action. A very good answer. Basket Case does need to be redone.
Well, maybe that's our next project.
There you go.
So Frank Henenlotter, let's talk.
Let's talk, Frank. Come on. Come to the dork side. We dare you.
5280 Geek Side.
Yes, that's right. Come and work in the Mile High City. Get high where you work.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Great. Well, guys, unless there's anything else you got going on, I will let you, because I know I don't want to interrupt the creative
flow.
We
can't thank you enough, Smurf, for letting us in your village. And I'm a little sad I didn't get to meet Smurfette.
She's in
I always
a sweatshop
thought the Smurf
right
Village
now.
was a sausage fest anyway. So.
It was, those little bastards. That's why I killed them all, like Lobo killed his entire race, just so he could be the last one.
But no, thank you again. This was great. And check it out on The Amazing Zombie Killer, our movie. Check
Amazing
out.
Zombie Killer. We'll put a link on the website. Be sure to check it out. Available on Amazon. Guys, thanks for sitting in and giving us a brief peek into the horror genre.
Smurfatootie. Thank you.
Smurfatootie.
Thanks, Smurf. That was great.